Hello, my friends. It's Monday, December 16th, and it's time for Your Daily Lex, the only podcast that you're listening to right now.
Your Daily Lex.
First of all, I encourage you to weigh in with this debate brought to me by John Siracusa, who expressed a belief passed along from somebody very close to him that Google, the number, G-O-O-G-O-L, and Google, the search engine, aren't homophones of each other. Now, I will acknowledge that the number can be pronounced as Google versus Google, but most sources I'm seeing also indicate that you can use the pronunciation Google, as in a Googleplex. Anyway, this came up because of a collections puzzle from today. I guess, spoiler alert, if you haven't done it yet. Sorry. Anyway, I think they're homophones. Anyway, I spent the weekend in Richmond, Virginia, and I thought it was going to be full of Muns that were really rich, but it turns out the Muns are all average income. No, I got to see Casey Liss for breakfast, so that was fun. One of my most liked Mastodon posts was my photo of me with Casey. So we make each other better? I don't know. But I was there, of course, for improv, and it went really well. You know, it was fun to see folks. It was interesting because typically if I'm doing something like that, I'm going to stay up late when appropriate. Meaning, we drove up on Friday, and Friday night they had multiple improv shows and we're watching them and they're so funny. And then it's a later show. And I'm like, man, I can feel my body fading. And even though I'm only there for a couple of days and I'm there for that purpose, I was like, I don't want to just stay here because I love improv, which I do. And I wanted to see those shows, but I also thought I'd be happier with sleep. Luckily, the other three folks I had traveled from New Jersey with agreed, so we went home. Then that Saturday, our only full day there, I guess that's not true. Yeah, that is true. Our only full day there, I can do date math. We did an escape room, which we crushed. We solved it with about 7 or 8 minutes to spare. And it was a funny concept for an escape room to me because we weren't escaping. We were successfully stealing a necklace from a bank, as all good escapees do. But we crushed that. Then we went to, I don't know what it's called, a store that sells garbage. That's not what the store would deem itself, but it's like a reclaimed crap store. There's definitely a word for this, and I don't know the term. But crafters like to go to these stores because it's a way to get stuff for their crafting products. Creative reuse stores. That's what it was. We went to a creative reuse store. That was very boring for me. Then on Saturday, I also had two improv shows. One was a comedy sports all-star match, which was a ton of fun. And one was a 20-minute long form improv set. The second thing is even more stressful to me than the match. The match, you know, you've got all the other performers and stuff, and it's stuff that I feel very good at short form improv games. Long form improv, I frankly feel pretty good at, but it's definitely higher stakes in that. We get a suggestion from the audience. And then the way we do it, we do a 20-minute scene and we don't change characters. We don't change locations. We are wherever that scene starts and we're the same people for 20 minutes. Going out, not having any idea what it's going to be and then doing 20 minutes is a little scary. It ended up going quite well and the audience was very appreciative and it was fun to do a lot of improv with sold out audiences and to be part of that sold out audience for the other stuff. So it was a lot of fun. One funny thing that happened, among many other funny things that happened on stage, believe you me, but what that 20-minute set was a group that we call Cloverleaf. And when it was about to be time for Cloverleaf to go, we knew we still had a 20-minute intermission and then we were the first act after intermission. And so Scott goes to the bathroom and then all of a sudden they come rushing in saying, oh, the host just said that you guys are on now. So we're not taking the intermission yet. Just go, go, go. So we rush out on stage. But of course there's only three of us. The fourth is in the bathroom. And so I introduce us slowly and I say, well, there's also Scott, but he went to pee. So when Scott joins us here on stage, since he thought there was going to be an intermission now that there isn't, everybody say good pee, Scott. And at that exact second he walked out and everybody yelled good pee, Scott. And then the venue was like, you know what? We actually do want to do that intermission. So let's pause into the intermission, which they did. So then we had to get introduced all over again. And of course, Scott came back on stage acting as if he was putting his pants back on, which was very funny to me. And then Scott's need to pee became his character's need to pee, I should say, became a runner in our 20-minute scene. Anyway, good times. Boy, I will say Richmond and New Jersey, very different places. For one, one's a city and one's a state. You can decide which is which. I hope you're having a wonderful Monday and I look forward to talking again soon. One way. Like I talk, you get it. Bye.
Lex.